So this is chapter 4 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Shashank Mohan Jain. It's called The Inner Critic: How Agents Learn to Check Themselves. Have you ever sent an email and then immediately thought, wait, did I attach the file? That little pause, that checking moment, that's your brain's inner critic at work.
Oh, yes, I know that feeling. And it's not just emails. I always reread texts before sending them, just to make sure they sound right.
Exactly. Humans constantly rely on this mechanism. We reread, proofread, double-check math solutions. It's not about creating the first draft, but about monitoring and refining. And agents need the same. If they only ever produce a first response without checking, they'll stay brittle. But if they can look back, evaluate, and revise, they feel more intelligent, more self-aware.
So in the brain, what handles this self-checking?
Neuroscience points to the anterior cingulate cortex, often called the oops detector. It lights up when we make mistakes or sense something is off. The prefrontal cortex then steps in to adjust. That's why a pianist can hit a wrong note but instantly recover, or a child can retry a puzzle piece that doesn't fit. It's all about catching the slip and correcting mid-task.
And for agents, this means building in a feedback loop, right?
Yes. Let's take an example. Suppose you ask an agent to write a two-paragraph summary of climate change policies. Without self-checking, it might be verbose, unbalanced, or incomplete. With an inner critic, it writes a first draft, steps back to ask, "Did I cover domestic and global policies? Is this balanced?" and then revises. That loop transforms sloppy drafts into sharper results.
That's powerful. I can imagine so many uses.
Absolutely. In creative writing, a story generator can critique its own flow and rewrite until it feels natural. In coding, an AI can test, catch errors, and fix them, like a chess player spotting a blunder before moving. In strategic planning, an agent can review whether each step actually moves toward the goal. And in conversation, a chatbot can realize it misunderstood and correct itself in the very next turn.
That's just like everyday life.
Exactly. Think of cooking. You taste the sauce, realize it's too salty, and add lemon juice. Reflection in action. Without it, meals and agents turn out uneven.
So, what are the design lessons for agents here?
First, don't expect first drafts to be perfect. Build in revision. Second, critiques need clear criteria: accuracy, tone, conciseness. Third, know when to stop. Refinement shouldn't be endless. And fourth, memory matters. The more history an agent retains, the smarter its critiques become, just like humans learn from past mistakes.
So the inner critic is what makes agents feel more thoughtful, more like partners.
Exactly. It's not about eliminating mistakes, but about catching them, learning from them, and adapting. For humans, it's what stops us from repeating errors endlessly. For agents, it's what makes them feel alive, not just tools, but systems that listen to themselves. An agent with an inner critic doesn't just speak, it reflects. And that reflection is the first step toward real intelligence.